You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Marlon Williams with My Boy, and we've got Marlon on the line over in Cologne. Kia ora, Marlon. How are you?
Kia ora. Kia te pai. Just finished playing my little gig.
Yay, that's awesome. How's it been? You're over in Europe at the moment touring with Lorde, which is pretty freaking flash. How's it been, playing these massive stadiums, performing some of your little side shows? It's been a special time, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just so shook and grateful to be able to be out, you know, in the world again. Like, it's, you know, it feels like I'm just waking up from a sort of beautiful slumber. But, it's incredible. The shows have been great. Lord's playing in, like, some beautiful sort of, we played in a castle in Croatia 2 nights ago. And then we were in a castle in Verona the night before, out the gate stuff.
What a way to hit the world again, to like come out of this sort of lockdown hibernation and then play at some castles. No big deal.
It's unreal. It's honestly unreal.
Hey, you've been sort of performing a solo set by the looks of things. That must be quite an interesting thing. We saw, of course, like a version of that here in New Zealand when you did your 30-date tour of the country, which was incredible. How's it feel to be taking these songs on your own and presenting it to maybe a less familiar audience?
I mean, look, it's absolutely terrifying, and I wish I had my band. I do wish I had my band with me, of course, but I think doing that run of 30 shows in New Zealand really sort of, I don't know, maybe allowed me to feel sort of some level of comfort being by myself on stage, and I sort of, I don't know, it's, I feel, I don't know, I'm just sort of throwing it to the wind and just enjoying it and enjoying being on stage, and the audiences have been just so, you know, she's just got such beautiful fans that just are so receptive to it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, no, it's just, yeah, it's an incredible time.
I think it was really nice when you were doing that tour around New Zealand to see that you were obviously kind of really trying out a whole lot of new ideas and new material and different ways of performing than maybe people who've come to love your music have come to expect from you as well. Do you feel like that has helped inform this kind of new chapter of music making and performing for you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot can happen when you're alone, you know, when you hang out by yourself for so long. And just, you know, I think, yeah, I'm surprised, at myself in a lot of ways, because now that it's, you know, like the time comes when you're presenting to the world again, and you, I've always been very sort of outward with what I'm feeling and how I you know, my influences and where I'm at musically, but I've been hiding away for so long. It's like there's this weird sort of time jump that goes on, and you know, and I forget that I haven't necessarily been in the public eye for that whole time. So it might feel a bit jarring in some ways.
I don't think it was jarring. I think it's just exciting to see that there's these new ideas that you're sort of playing around with or bouncing around in your own head. And I'm really interested in this new album because the first two singles are so cool and quite different. Mm. So I'm sort of like intrigued by what the space in between is going to be like. My Boy, of course, is like a beautiful Māori pop song that feels like it kind of came to you almost in a dream. Tell us about writing this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an annoying song. It's like, it's so like, I don't know, so simple. And it was just one of those songs that just rolled itself out on its own red carpet, or I guess whatever. So it's just, yeah, it was, yeah, they're always the best. And I don't know, I always sort of have the most sort of love for them because they're the most natural and they're the least tortured. So, you know, it was just one of those lovely things where it writes itself in the length of time that it takes to play it, kind of thing, you know.
Yeah absolutely. Yeah, it's got such a, you know, that kind of perfectly formed little nugget feeling to it, and I think that's why it's so catchy and it's so you know, you do want to hear it at a party. You want to hear someone whip out their guitar and play it in the garage. It's just such a track for a kind of collective atmosphere, I feel.
It's just silly and simple, you know.
Yeah. I really love thinking of Nina, though. This is your brand new single, which just came out last week. Big 80s vibes on this one, Marlon. Where were you sort of like drawing influence from?
Well, there was no way it was going to be in any other world. When it started coming out, it was like, okay, there's not a lot of room here. You know, it's like, it's very tight. It's very like closely guarded. It's like, it's stubborn and selfish and jealous and weird and really, I don't know. It was also one that couldn't have sort of come out any other way. The production style is like implicit in the writing, you know. So, I'm just being curious on this record. Feeling free to sort of follow my nose and just see where it leads me and rely on whatever sort of overarching I guess personality that I am will be able to like handle the disparateness of it.
Totally. Yeah, and you've been working a little bit with Merk, I know, on some of the writing. How was that process for you?
Great. I mean, yeah, Merk's like, he's just one of those beautiful melodic and just musical brains that you know, you can and he's got such a gracious personality that you can really just go anywhere with him and explore these beautiful places. And he's got this really specific sound that he brings to things. And this, you know, like he's like a lost member of the Beatles or something. He's just an incredible musical mind. So yeah, I was super grateful for having his ear and his touch on the early stages of that, of the record.
For sure. It's coming out in September, which is very exciting. It's also called My Boy, which is, I think, a lovely way to sort of acknowledge that song and kind of create a standard for this album. Via Dead Oceans, which is pretty flash as well. And you're going to be heading off on a tour with your band and also with Reb Fountain around the world. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, amazing. Like, yeah, I'm so, feel so happy to be out here, you know, doing it again. But like being with my crew will be just, yeah, it's going to be a really beautiful reawakening
I think. So I'm just, yeah. And obviously, yeah, have the joys of taking Reb out, you know, and doing things with her in Europe and Merck in the States too, for a few of them. So, yeah, no, like it's just going to be, I think it's going to be a really beautiful celebration of just the pure joy of being able to do this again.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely the feeling, I think, at the moment. You know, it's still tricky. There's still a lot of scary things about the world and lots of hurdles to touring. But
of course, yeah.
But there is something very special about this feeling of returning to music and getting to see people do these tours, getting to go out and see live music again. It's a really precious thing that we've missed. You know, we don't take this for granted anymore. Where are you off to next, Marlon, with Lord?
We are leaving for Berlin in a few hours.
Very nice. Very nice.
And then I've just got two more shows for there. So I'm having that thing when you get to the end of the tour and you just don't want it. It's your life now, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't want it to end. You just, you know, it's like a little death of some kind. I'm super excited for the last. They're going to be great last couple of shows, but.
Sure.
Sad that it's going to end.
You going to get a little holiday in?
I've got a little bit of time off. I've got to come home and do another little project, but then I've got a couple of months to mellow out before we head back out.
Excellent. Hey, Marlon, enjoy those last shows with Lord. I hope you get to play some more Castle soon. That sounds very flash. and congrats on Thinking of Nina. It's a really great new single. We look forward to hearing the rest of the album in September. Have a
so
great
much,
rest of your time, and also enjoy Matariki, even though you're over on the other side of the globe.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Hey, kia ora, Marlon. See ya.
Ciao.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.